In the West album. Let's turn our attention to Silkworm. It's Into the Woods. Songs that mention white shirts in their lyrics. It's a game. Listen closely and see if you can pick it out.
Time away, we have the technology today. That is used to be prison. Try again, you can feed off. We'll go into the woods and live with the bears. That way you can kill someone and nobody cares. And when you've had enough, then it's time to ascend into heaven. Then we'll use your bone. And if your bone's not enough, then we'll use my lyrical homicide. And if my crime's not enough, then we'll use our mouth. Oh, come on, honey, let's play with the matches. You bought a new set just in time for the new year. I gotta see what this goddamn town looks like flaming in a firefight. To know the revolution's gonna make you bleed. Gonna see your bourgeois blood staining my white shirt. If war's not enough, then we'll try to find you another reward. I know it's gonna find you to me, and I know it's gonna find you to me. It's gonna find you to me.
Nothing's ever gonna be the same again. Well, it's never gonna be the same again. I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out. it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to. I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. And it fills them inside. It's got to be a suicide. So come on, bring one inside. You will not have anything. I'm afraid what you can see away. I'm not crazy. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. He went good with the knees. Not ready back to see a thief. Just yucky, just lazy. It's a good damn crazy. I'm not crazy. Here's the decision. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the decision. You try to be crazy. Here's the decision. They stick me in an institution. Then what's the only solution? You need a professor to take you from the enemy myself. I'm sitting in my room. My mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say to go to pick my face, leave me something in my face. By the time they pick my head, better leave me, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy, here's the decision. You're the one that's crazy, here's the decision. You got me crazy, here's the decision. They stick me in an institution, said it was the only solution. Give me the professor, I'm just taking from the enemy myself.
Doesn't matter, I'll probably get hit by a car anyway.
Suicidal tendencies. Wrapping up that set of music here on the White Shirt Mock. With Institutionalized. Before the suicidal tendencies, some Franz Ferdinand and the Fallen UMI from Down Under gave us Nothing's Gonna Be the Same Again, and start off the entire set with some Silkworm Into the Woods. Midway through the mock, and we are midway through the hour, so hopefully we are timing this well. I do want to remind you that, you know what, kids witness bullying every single day, and they want to help, but they don't know how. Well, there are safe, simple ways that your child can help stop bullying. And you got to teach your kids these things. Like, for example, tell a trusted adult, a family member, a teacher, a coach. Maybe help the person being bullied get away from the situation. Also, be a friend to that person who's being bullied. Set a good example of not bullying others. And the last one is just don't give the bully an audience. That's the biggest one, I think. If you look at all the other tips, that is get away from the bully, don't give them an audience, and then they got nothing. Visit stopbullying.gov to learn more safe, simple ways that your child can be more than just a bystander. This message brought to you by your good friends here at WRCT. We are in the midst of what I'm calling a white shirt mock. In celebration at February 11th, was National White Shirt Day. Play a twangier set of music. With some Johnny Cash. From his Water from the Wells of Home album, it's The Last of the Drifters.
I'm the last of the babies of the World War II. World War II, and that's the one we didn't lose. I was raised on biscuits, spam, and powdered eggs. DiMaggio's baseball and Maryland's legs. And I'm the last of the drifters. Last of the drifters.
Last of the drifters, yeah.
I remember Louisiana in a hot, steamy night. Hot, steamy night, and she was holding me tight. An old red Chevy with a big back seat. I had me some two-tone shoes off my feet.
Look out.
I'm the last of the drifters. Drifters, yeah.
I'm a World War baby holding mama's hand. Mama's hand and how my daddy knew the land. There is music and poverty and wealth. I got some great big scars on myself. And I'm the last of the drifters. Last of the drifters, yeah.
I'm the last high roller with the last good hand. Last good hand, and I'm a gambling man. All them bombs and people waiting on that boom.
Boom.
Sometimes I reckon I got here too soon. I'm the last of the drifters. I'm the last of the drifters, yeah.
And you heard it here first, folks. I'm the last of the drifters.
Last of the drifters.
You remember that Second World War?
Last night, that's who I found in the dirty part of town. Lost, forgotten, with no place to go. Tormented with a bitter taste, outcast by the human race. A mask of torture was the face of Skid Row Joe. He walked up to where I stood on the street, said, "Pardon me, mister. Now, I don't want your money, though heaven knows I could use it. But you see, this is my home. You see that other bar down the street? That's my home, too. I noticed you staring at me a while ago. You recognized me, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah, Joe, I know who you are. You was once a real famous singing star, one of my favorites." Then he said, "I guess you heard they took my babies away from me." I said, "Yeah, Joe, read about it in the papers." Then he turned his head away, and I saw the tears fall into place. He said, you know, mister, this is the only place in the world that I'm not ashamed to show my face. But I'm gonna quit. Yes, sir, I'm gonna quit. And I'm gonna shave, comb my hair, get me a clean white shirt, real nice one. Then I'm gonna walk up to her door. And when she answers, I'm gonna stand up real proud and tall. Then I'm gonna get down on my knees. And I'll say, sweetheart, if you'll take me back, I'll spend the rest of my life making it up to you for what I've done. I'm so ashamed of myself. And this I want you to know. Then I'm gonna take my two little babies and I'm gonna hold them so close to me. I ain't gonna ever let them go. I guess I should have told him then that she'd already remarried again. But after hearing what he'd said to me, there just wasn't no way I could add to his misery. So I said, good luck and my best to you. Skid Row Joe.
Backslider in the pit of sin, and I try to crawl out and I slip back in. Come save you, save me, get a hold of my hand. Please don't let me slide back in the dark again. Well, the priest told me hope was never gone. I combed my hair with water and put my white shirt on. And one Sunday morning, I put the family in the car. I dropped them down at church and went on to the bar. And then Audrey left me. She took my kids. Them children, I'm sorry for what I did. When I get to drinking, I lose control. When you lose your family, it's like you lost your soul. And I'm a poor backslider.
Hi, this is Mark Geisel, and you're listening to Viva La Bach.
I'm on shifting sands. I sit in my trailer, and I wring my hands. No children's voices, no woman's touch. Just a whiskey bottle, some shotgun shell and such. Like you, 3 days in the grave.
Hi, this is Mark Geitzel, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM.
Album San Francisco. It's the American Music Club here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Hello Amsterdam, wrapping up that set of music. Before the American Music Club, what else was in that set of music? How about some late background music? There we go. How about some Greg Brown doing a Poor Backslider? All songs that had white shirt in the lyric to celebrate the National White Shirt Day on February 11th. With a white shirt mock. Porter Wagner gave us Skid Row Joe and started off the entire set with Johnny Cash. And a little help from Tom T. Hall on that one with the last of the Drifters. You know, I only have like 11 and a half minutes to try to squeeze in one more set of music. So I'm not sure if I'll get the whole set in, but I'm going to do my best. I'll see what I can get in as we turn into a pumpkin at the end of each and every show, which is coming up in less than 12 minutes. Before I get back into the programming, though, I've got a segue into this next song by reminding you that you can join WRCT's own rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with an emphasis on new music by today's classic artists. It's a show called Quartz in Session, and it happens each and every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. No, it's Thursday. It's Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Why do I have to tell you that before this next segue? Because, well... Yeah, let me try that again. I said, why did I have to tell you that before this next segue? There it is. Because I'm playing some Alice Cooper from his Paranormal release. It's Holy Water here on a white shirt mock.
I got a top hat and a walking cane. I got a black cat on a golden chain. I got a white shirt with a bloody stain. Going to the river of love. She got long hair, big brown eyes. She belonged there. It was no surprise. Nothing wrong there. She made me realize. We're going to the river of love. We're going down to the river of love. My depravity, I got waylaid by all the gravity. Till we went down to the river of love. She is an angel, her name is Tiffany. She kind of strange though, but my epiphany, I wouldn't change yo, cause she's a gift to me. And she leads me to the river of love. We going down to the river of love.
Extra blonde, short sleeve, button down. Why watching through time history moments. Came in and put this music on. Came in and took me by the arm. And as they had me marching through the parking lot. And as they were marching through the parking lot, they blew into their shirt pocket microphones like this. And then they drove me to an Albertsons outside of Boise. They took me into a back room. They said they wanted to balance my checkbook. And they said they wanted to organize my receipts. My expenses, and that I have the key to a safety deposit box with treasury bonds and the key to another safety deposit box where I'd stashed away the only pewter pocket watch that ever belonged to Joseph Smith's great-great-uncle's brother-in-law. And I said, you got the wrong Eleanor Freeburger. And then they sang at me like this.
from the album Strange Mercy, St. Vincent wrapping up the mock with Chloe in the afternoon here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah, that was a white shirt mock. Took the hour. Told you I might take the hour, and I had to trim songs off of what I was expecting to play. So before the St. Vincent, how about some Fiery Furnaces doing Oh Sweet Woods? And I start off the entire set from the Paranormal release from Alice Cooper, who recently actually just celebrated a birthday, if my records are correct. Yeah, 123greetings.com sent me a reminder. Hey, don't forget to email Alice. It's his birthday. Holy Water was the track I played. Hey, my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. You can hear it in its original form each and every Friday night, starting at 9, and an encore presentation Tuesday afternoons here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. As always, I appreciate you listening.
Gangsters with knowledge. Most high to my tour. Positive. RCT in sound from way out.
So there's a new study which finds that legalizing cannabis, also known as marijuana, pot, weed, etc., legalizing cannabis lowers demand for prescription drugs. And this really shouldn't come as a surprise to us. I mean, if we want to focus in just narrowly on this, we know that sometimes cannabis can be a substitute for pharmaceutical anxiety medication. We can know that cannabis, we know that cannabis is sometimes a workable substitute for big pharma sleep medication. We know that cannabis can be a replacement for opiate pain medication. There's a long list, and it's not the idea that cannabis is this panacea cure-all substance, but we know from good studies that in many cases, you can find a cannabis-based alternative for a variety of different symptoms where you might reach for some other kind of medication. Now, whether we say it's better to reach for the cannabis or not, I'm not even evaluating that in this segment. It actually doesn't matter for our purposes. But the point is, we know that there is this very the tentacles of opposition to cannabis legalization come from a number of different areas. And now we have a new study which points very specifically to this aspect of it. There's a good piece in The Hill about this. Legalizing marijuana lowers demand for prescription drugs, study finds. The reductions in drug utilization that we find could lead to significant cost savings for state Medicaid programs. The results also indicate an opportunity to reduce the harm that can come with the dangerous side effects associated with some prescription drugs, one researcher said. I encourage you to read about the study and the details about the study. But as I pointed out, they found a decline in the volume of prescriptions targeting pain, depression, anxiety, sleep, psychosis, and seizures in states that have legalized recreational use. So what are the kind of important takeaways as we think about this as a political issue? It makes a lot of sense that lots of different elements would want to keep cannabis illegal or at least not recreationally legal. It increases profits in a number of different areas. I'm only going to mention a few. There's probably more. So big pharma, if you have widespread recreational cannabis legalization, big pharma profits would likely go down in those places. Private prisons. We've said before, you know, private prisons are not as big in the United States as some people think. I think the last study I saw says private prison inmates are 9 or 11% of federal inmates and like 0% or close to zero at the state level. I believe that that's true. But to some degree, when you have more reasons why someone might be imprisoned, that's good for private prison profits, for sure. The bail bonds industry. If you take something that's currently against the law and you make it legal, fewer people will demand the service of bail bonds. Lawyers, right? I mean, to some degree, if you eliminate a crime, you eliminate the need for lawyers to defend people against charges for that crime. We also know that cannabis legalization lowers demand for alcohol. I don't know, but I wonder if it reduces the demand for cigarettes. Maybe I don't know enough about the cigarette piece to be able to say for sure. And I'm sure that I'm missing many here in my discussion of this. So this is both why, on the one hand, a lot of these different industries would want to keep cannabis illegal. Oh, sorry. I forgot a major one. Police departments.